Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Alone in my car, I'm in a parking lot. Darkest spot in my mind, my tongue is dry. Why do I crumble quickly, stumble swiftly? Cursing myself, I burn the furniture.
This is music this week from, I got on my sister's Spotify account and pilfered some songs off of that. This song is called Champion. Who does this, Max?
I don't know. Suzanne Vega ripoff.
No, come on. So this is one of my sister's songs from Spotify. This is by Bishop Briggs. The song is called Champion. It's off of her running playlist.
Okay. I knew that.
So I didn't know it. I've chosen songs that I haven't heard of, and I will continue that throughout the week.
It'd be crazy not to.
My sister has a much wider taste in music than I do. Speaking of which, Joanna Chadwick is joining us from Vibe Magazine. Joanna, you have an eclectic taste in music as well, don't you?
I most definitely do. I am your 80s, most definitely 90s, 2000s pop and R&B. I like some rap. Really no country unless it's more the pop. I do love pop music. I'm pretty easy. I'm sorry.
Did you watch any of the Eagles last night? Just say yes. Just lie to us.
Yes, thank you. I did. You're welcome.
Not bad at all, right?
Hamilton. Hey, I watched Hamilton for the first time. Oh my God. If you haven't seen that, the music in that is so amazing. I was just entranced.
My wife and my daughter watched it yesterday. They just loved it.
Yeah, I'm mad at myself that I had not given it more attention until this weekend.
Yeah, I have Disney Plus, but we live out in the middle of nowhere, and the internet signal isn't usually strong enough to maintain long streaming sessions. So I don't know if I'll ever watch it. I just may have to give
really
up on
sucks.
Things like that. Exactly.
Just go spend 3 hours at your dad's house. There you go.
Yeah, we'll see. I did that last night for the Eagles, trying to avoid that from here on out.
Hey, at least you got the invite.
There you go. Joanna Chadwick, our guest from Vibe Magazine, wanted to have you on, Joanna, because the nickname issue is surfacing again with the football team in Washington. My team, the Cleveland Indians, there are others out there who seem to be destined to change their name sooner than later. And this is something that you've had opinions about for 15, 20 years. Are you surprised that it's still around, that we haven't resolved this yet?
I'm actually not surprised. I mean, there's a part of me that's saddened by the fact that nothing has changed. But then there's the other part of me that's just, people are so locked into, this is how it always has been. And so when I wrote about North High and their nickname, I mean, I quit using North's nickname. I can't remember what year it would have been. It probably would have been maybe in the early 2000s. I'm not saying I never used it, because it's a lot easier to use the word they than it in a story. You know how that goes.
Right.
But I have always found it to be offensive. And let me tell you, when I initially wrote about it, there was so much backlash for it. And, you know, I know the love that people have for their teams. And I look at North High and I see what they have done with the Native American aspects throughout the building, including in their new gymnasium. And I love that. But the war cry dance, I could never watch it. It just made me, you know, I had cousins who did Native American dancing. They were part Cherokee, they're half Cherokee. And it just made me cringe inside that here we are doing this. And that's a pretty unpopular opinion in Wichita. Now, you look at where we are today, and people are coming around to changing that and seeing that. I'm not sure if it's just because of the protests and such, and maybe just a younger generation speaking up. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, I don't, and that's the thing. Who knows exactly what it, I guess my, I staying on the topic, you know, with the Washington team and their nickname, and then you got the Indians and the Braves. I think Washington's is a lot worse than Cleveland's and Atlanta's. Would you agree with that? And, or would you like to see them all gone?
Well, I mean, Braves to me, and I have not looked into this for years, but Braves to me is a little worse than, is a little bit better than Indians. It gives more of a warrior, sort of a strong mentality sort of a thing like Vikings would. But Indians, I mean, you're saying, hey, Indigenous people, you are our mascot. And that has never made any sense to me. The Chief Wahoo logo, wait, they've gotten rid of that, right? What year did they get rid of that?
I think two seasons ago when they were hosting the All-Star game, they got rid of it.
Okay. I mean, because that is such a horribly racist sort of a logo. And, you know, a guy on Twitter was talking about just how, hey, he loves that logo. And I get that, but we have to be more aware. We're sitting here as, I mean, actually, I don't know your racial background, Jason. I'm assuming three white people sitting here discussing this. But
Jason's
I think
part Eskimo.
Okay.
What? Well, actually,
it's the word you're looking for, I believe.
But, adopted. Adopted.
Sorry.
But here's the thing that we have to sit in here and think about is the empathetic level of it, is that just because something has been this way the whole time, that doesn't mean that we cannot change it and make it better. And just because it does not affect me, yes, I have cousins, and I've talked with them extensively about their Native American history. You know, but we have to be aware of just this needs to go.
Joanna Chadwick is with us from Vite Magazine. We're going to talk to you about high school sports here in a minute. But I graduated from North. I root passionately for the Cleveland Indians. I would welcome both of those teams to change their names and mascots. I don't have a problem with it. I would be excited about the potential of a new name and getting to rebrand, as they say, a professional team. But it's not really about me. I don't matter in this. So is there a way, do you think, Joanna, for teams to honor Native Americans with a team name? Is that even possible? If someone set out to do that, could they achieve it?
I mean, I think that you could. But I think that what has to happen is that we need to expand the conversation. I think that a lot of times what our conversation goes to, and you'll see this on your Facebook or your Twitter timelines, you see these people who never have a person of color, and they find one person of color who already agrees with what their viewpoint is, and that's what they amplify. We have to be very careful about that, we're not just amplifying our own viewpoints, but that we're actually doing the research. I don't know about you guys, but this past month plus has been a time of me really learning a lot more about the history. I used to go to Mount Rushmore all the time. It wasn't until President Trump went there and I started reading up on it that I found out the history of it and what the United States did to Native Americans when it comes to the ownership of that land. So we have to do the uncomfortable aspect of digging into it and saying, okay, now let's get a variety of opinions. Let's reach out to different people and see what their viewpoints are, and not just other white people.
Talking with Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine, we will transition to high school sports. you know, any transition from a heavy topic, but I guess even sports is a heavy topic right now. You've been doing a lot of more interesting, I don't know the right word, but just kind of off the beaten path type stories in high school sports. I know that's kind of by necessity, but how did you arrive at some of these ideas that you've been putting out there?
Well, one of the things that I wanted to be able to do was to be able to make sure that the kids that I probably would have written about anyway in spring season, that we did get them covered. And I think that that was, I think that I have been pretty successful at that and reaching out in the different sports. I just last week wrote about Conway Springs, you know, who could have very likely won a state title. And then I've got one coming on Arc City softball, for instance. But it's just a variety of kids, a variety of teams that didn't get their spot in the spotlight because of COVID-19 and the resulting, you know, cancellation of the spring sports seasons. And so now I'm kind of transitioning into fall sports looks. And, you know, the story of Eli Fonestock is one that kind of blew my mind. Because I had no idea when I called him. I don't know if you saw the story or not, but here's a kid who is a three-sport athlete who played varsity quarterback for 3 years, suffered two consecutive ACL tears his sophomore and junior season, and is saying, I am no longer playing football. I'm going to focus on baseball. Yeah. Who makes that decision at that age? I mean, that's, you know, you're the quarterback, for God's sakes. I mean, we know what sort of spotlight is put on a high school quarterback, and it was such a phenomenal conversation talking to him. And so the exciting thing for me is that you know, being online and being able to write these stories is being able to find the people that, yes, everyone wants to know about. I've got a story coming on Colin Shields from May South. He's a quarterback, and Brent Pfeiffer is hugely high on him and what he can do. But then also finding these other kids that to write about that maybe you don't know about just yet.
And that's kind of leading me into my next question. I was just kind of curious on, is there been any real big surprises or something that you found out about one of these athletes that you've talked to that's just inspiring or had a rough story that you just never thought of and something that you could possibly share with us?
Well, and I think that, you know, looking at the kids that I've written the stories on in the spring, it has been really interesting to see. You know, for instance, coming about the Arc City kids, is that two of their top players, they've got five kids who are going to who signed to play college softball, and they actually two of them missed their junior years as well with injuries. So just it's been, you know, seeing kind of those sort of exciting type of sad stories, you know, that's inspiring to me to think about how they still keep their focus and how they still have their love for the game. You know, and I think also the stories of, I'll have a story coming on a soccer player from Andover and just the high level that he plays at in basic anonymity outside of his own school. And that to me, when you get to write those stories, that's just exciting. It is just exciting. And I feel very fortunate to have that platform.
Joanna, before you go, I know nobody knows anything, but we're in July now. Workouts for football and fall sports are supposed to start in about a month and a half, a little less. Any insight you could offer on what might happen over the next 2 months or so?
You know, I think that Bill Faflick from Keisha came out very strong, really annoyed with to the Wichita Eagle last week about a tweet that a parent sent out. I was very surprised at kind of the bluntness maybe of his response to it. You guys, would any of us be surprised to see the fall sports seasons canceled or
No.
moved somehow to spring? I mean, I don't think any of us are. We all understand where we are, and it just becomes more devastating as we see more kids, not just current lives affected, but we're looking at kids' next year affected. I mean, you think about how many of these kids would be trying to get a college scholarship out of these upcoming seasons and now won't have that chance. That is so depressing. But you know, I don't have any insight. I know that the basketball league is going on at Capen. It starts tonight for city league and area. No parents, you know, no fans at all allowed in there. But will it go beyond that? I see Hutchinson just said volleyball workouts are canceled until future notice. I don't know what that's about. It's pretty sad, though.
Yeah, no doubt. Joanna, we appreciate it as always. Great stuff. Catch up with you soon, I hope.
All right. Hey, it was great talking to you guys.
All right. See ya. Thank you. Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine covered a lot of ground with her. And we hope to do the same coming up next. Joel T. Lamerno, the Wichita Thunder general manager, will talk to us about what's going on with his franchise. Hit as hard as any other professional minor league franchise, just one day at a time at this point. We'll catch up with Joel T. on the other side of this break. Stay with us. This is a Drive on KFH.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.